Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Queensland Health says they are taking a strategic response to ensure 70,000 babies and children receive the RSV immunisation. It comes after the AMA Queensland revealed the only approved vaccination, nirsevimab, is in very limited supply, just days after the state's free immunisation program begun. Hospitals have the first round of the product, but GPs will need to place orders when the program becomes available to other children at the end of April. Nearly 11,000 RSV cases have been recorded across Queensland, two of those recorded in the northwest. Regional hearings are on the cards for the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee. It comes as some concerns were raised over whether the public hearings would only be held in Brisbane. Committee Chair Tom Smith says gaining an understanding of what all Queenslanders think is one of the committee's top priorities.
And I've had really good conversations with Lobby Catter since then about is it maybe that we need to go out to Mount Isa and have a look at how the prices in the supermarkets there are different.
Telstra has hit back at federal member for Kennedy, Bob Catter's claims they are out of touch, saying they brought forward planned maintenance in order to accommodate the Julia Creek races and Dirt and Dust Festival. The MP took to Facebook on Thursday, saying the decision to disrupt services between April 18 to 24 for planned maintenance was ludicrous and would impact the events that start today. A Telstra spokesperson says the telecom giant brought forward the maintenance with the works now completed. A man who was allegedly behind the wheel during a crash near Lake Mundara has been released from hospital while police continue to investigate. Emergency services attended the scene on April 13, where a driver was trapped in a car that had rolled at around 8:30 p.m. The 18-year-old was taken to Townsville Hospital in a critical condition, but he was discharged yesterday.